You're listening to Sleep Time Zone with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Moss.
Hey, this is Rick Blangiati, general manager for Wire News Now. You know, guys who know sports, they listen to podcasts. The guys who really know sports, they listen to Sleep Time Zone.
Cooking, I'm cracking that crock pot. That's all I know.
Sleep time's over! Captain the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris.
I'll put these on now.
I'm tired.
You tired? Okay. We're going to get to why you're tired.
I'm tired already. Season 4, episode 10.
It's 10:47 a.m. Episode 10. We're bra and bougie, bra.
Bra and bougie. Bra and what? Because we were Rain major drop. Bougie.
Crap, yes.
Crackpot.
Cooking up, cracking the crock pot. That's all I know.
Chopped up.
Yeah. How's that for an intro? Hi, everyone.
Great.
If you stick around to the end of Bad and Bougie, you'll know what I'm talking about. You probably cut it off like after the
bra
first.
Bra and bougie. What are you drinking over there?
I'm drinking Starbucks cold brew coffee. Not a sponsor. Cold brew coffee. Because I am tired.
I wouldn't want Starbucks as a sponsor. Even if they gave us $1 million.
Okay, so now I know you sell your own coffee. Okay. Yeah. If you did not sell your own coffee, hypothetically, right. Where would you go? Where is the best place?
Coffee Bean, bro, right here, bro. Shout out to Biggie. Shout out to Kenrick. Shout out to Donuts. Shout out to Float from AF. Deadstock Coffee in Portland. So my mainstream coffee would be Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf.
Okay.
My boutique coffee would be Ali'i Coffee Company, brah. There we go, brah. And then my personal coffee sommelier would be Oliver Twist, brah.
There we go, brah. Once again, Oliver mentioned on the show. Little does he know, unbeknownst to him, he's mentioned a lot on the show.
Does he even, listen to us?
I don't know if he's listening to himself right now.
I see Oliver on the Alawai, brah.
Oh.
With the hipster baby carrier.
Yeah, in the front. That. I told you I saw him at Whole Foods, right?
Yes.
Like at 7 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
With this kid. Baby carrier. Yeah.
Okay, this is the thing, Kay. Okay. So when I had kids, we wouldn't be caught dead. And I'm only, my kids are 9 years old. So 9 and Oliver's kids. So between the 9-year span, something happened where it got cool for men to put babies in the front.
Yes, that's.
When I first had my son, you wouldn't do that.
You put him in the back?
You just carried him.
Or you just carried him.
You just carried him, brother.
Buff Bagwell.
But I don't. Rest in peace.
He's alive, bro.
My bad, bro.
He's a hooker.
So. Huh?
He's alive and well. He's a hooker. He's a male prostitute. He's a gigolo.
Are you serious? Yeah. Wait, no, he is.
He's a gigolo.
That's real?
I'm saying this very with seriousness, with a dry eye.
Wow.
He's a gigolo.
Wow, bro.
So don't be Buff Bagwell.
Okay.
Carry your kid.
So anyway, but it's funny how things change because now everybody, all the kids, just carrying the kid, bro.
It's hipster
with thing. The high water jeans.
You know why? So they can be heart to hot.
Oh, that's good. Dude.
Hot
make
to
loving
hot.
Kids, bro.
That's
loving
right, bro.
Kids. Anyway, Sleep goodies. Time's over. Season 4, episode 10. Bra and bougie.
Bra and bougie, son. That's right. Yep. That's right. Cold brew coffee. We're keeping it hot with the cold.
We can recap.
All right. So, let's cut to the chase. Okay, reason why it's bra and bougie.
Yeah, why is it bra and
bougie?
There's
an underlying reason to this is because we both went out Saturday night.
Yep.
Cocoa Cafe.
Out of the town, baby.
Hip Hop Wine Dinner, 4th annual.
Another one, yeah.
Cocoa Cafe, the
and
Five
another
Pearls.
One, yep.
Hip Hop Dinner, we had Lian Wong on.
Lian Wong,
to
shout out
this.
To Lian Wong. Coolest chick, man.
This, I tell you what, it was excellent.
Yeah.
I gave it 5 mics. What's your take on this? 5 mics?
5 mics. And I'd like to thank you on the air for connecting Lian Wong to the show.
Oh, I thank you, sir. We're trying to
It's just funny because Sky, I knew Sky.
Yeah.
We knew Sky on different occasions or different ways.
Yes.
I knew him through Kipuni EP. Now, okay, rest
yes.
in peace. You knew him through bar and...
Through the bars?
As
scene.
A sommelier. Thing.
Yeah.
Not knowing...
Correct.
That
it's an island.
We both know.
Yeah, and then he knows DJ Liger Woods,
yeah.
King of Jawai. He knows. It's all a connection situation. So that's how we got this figured out. We promoted it on the show.
Yep.
Lian Wong was a guest.
Yes.
It finally took place this past Saturday. We were both there. Packed house.
Packed house.
Packed. Everybody was there. Howleys were there. Filipinos
the
were there. People in aloha shirts.
The Filipino blacks was there. Bro.
Filipinos, African Americans, the Filipino Americans were there.
Earl Kaimaki was there.
Earl Kaimaki was there.
Justin came out of his sandwich cave made of salami.
He was there. Our sponsor. He
came out. Our sponsor. He was we met there. With him. Had a little business. Haha.
We did that, right? We took the picture, shaka, and snatches. Yes, right.
And even more things happened after.
We'll get to that.
So anyway. So, Justin was there. We had Sean of the Mililani Dead was there.
I was going to say Sean of the Dead.
Sean, I was trying to think of something witty.
Yeah.
Sean of the Mililani Mortuary was there.
I think so, yeah. Borthwick people.
Borthwick. Who else was there? Bunch of other... Some dude was... Which was basically beating all of us in all the quizzes.
The hip-hop quiz. The hardest hip-hop quiz of all time.
You know what sucks? Everybody... Like my wife and probably yours too. Was like, what's wrong with you guys?
You know...
My wife was like... Kevin is beating you. Like, I can just, I'm like, you know, I mean, yeah, we're hip hop guys, but I mean,
that's what I mean. That's why this can be a very stressful dinner because here it is, you're going to something that you're a big fan of.
Yeah.
So in the back of your mind, you're going to be like, hey, I know a little bit more than the average Joe right. over here. So then it's going to be like, when a quiz comes into play, it puts pressure on you to have to deliver.
It doesn't help that Sky like announces. Yeah, look. Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. Yeah, these guys are hip hop.
Yeah, look at these guys, everybody.
Hey, these guys.
Shoot them down. Yeah. So there was that. So that puts pressure, and the pressure leads to stress.
You know that guy. I talked to that guy outside. What's his name?
Who's that?
That won majority of the contests.
Oh.
He's he works at either 12th Ave or Pine and Jigger.
Oh, Pine and Jigger. That's John.
Yeah, John.
That's Filipino John.
Filipino John, bro. Yeah, shout out to him.
He's a fan.
He told me that the reason why he knows so much because of the military.
Correct, yes.
He's military, got stationed at a lot of places in the East Coast, learned all that East Coast rap, then he got stationed in the South, and he's waiting for this next South one coming up.
That's coming up next week.
Because he's going to kill it, because he's been waiting. But I think he's going to kill it majorly, because it's not going to be underground stuff. It's going to be more
This one's the friendly. Next one coming up is the Summer Pig Jam, that's going to be Picking the Lady, and that's going to be next week, Wednesday, that's going to be June 13th, I believe. And that's going to be a Southern hip hop themed wine dinner at Picking the Lady. Sold out already.
Sorry, guys.
Sold out in a day, so we're not going to even promote this thing. It's already sold out.
So if anybody out there that's listening would like to, this is not a closed thing.
Yeah.
It's just small because they want to keep it intimate.
Yeah.
Roughly 12 to 24, maybe 36.
No, they got 40 people for this.
Wow, 40.
It's all at 70. It's $75 a head.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's $75 a head.
Full course.
Four to five course usually. It's going to be paired with wine. And the food is excellent.
Yes.
The food, okay, let's get back to the coconut wine. The food was excellent. And the thing with it that was interesting, that was amazing, I've never seen, is they gave a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
Last dish, everybody was like, bruh.
Everybody's full.
Yeah.
Because usually these course meals, right, you get like artsy-fartsy kind of portion, right? And it kind of just carries you on.
Right.
After first, second, third one, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Where are we going? You know, like it's packed. We're all full. And we're like... Pack the food.
The last one was this brisket.
The brisket
braised brisket.
Yeah.
This fatty piece of braised brisket.
Yeah.
That you cut like freaking butter.
Yeah.
And then like you eat one piece, you full.
Yeah.
But I forced myself to eat the whole thing.
And it was good. And then don't forget dessert. The chocolate blunt.
We had a blunt, bro. Yeah, we just smoke weed, blunt. Bro. And a chocolate blunt with pistachio like filling.
Yeah.
And then that was only the topping
yeah.
for the chocolate truffle or cake or
yeah.
Dude, shout out to Lian Wang. Shout out to Cocoa Cafe. Sky,
Somalia,
chefs,
the stars.
Everybody.
I mean, okay, and this is the point of all these events that are gonna just get bigger
right.
bigger it seems, is that this is the next level of going out for a person that's been into hip hop for a long time.
Yeah.
We're not going out, staying out till 2 or 3 in the morning,
nah.
and staying out in front of a nightclub,
Alrighty.
And shaking hands. We need to grow up, everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
We're adults, all right? I mean, we're all pushing late 30s out there, over 40, what have you. We've been around. We know the 90s hip hop, even though that's been 30 years ago. We still love 90s hip hop.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 2017, everyone. This is the next level of enjoyment of enjoying our
totally.
Genre that we love, hip-hop.
And I don't even like wine.
I don't like wine either.
My wife likes wine.
Yeah.
But I end up drinking more wine than her.
Yeah, because she get, I don't know. But
she's Puerto Rican, bro. She get hot head.
Me and her, we do battles, debate all night long, bro.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah.
You're saying like this is the next evolution.
Yeah.
But who was one of the most knowledgeable person in there that was half my age.
I'm going to shout out J-Bebe, as she's called.
Shout out J-Bebe.
On the social media. Yeah. She's 21 years old.
And she knew all the songs.
She knew all the songs.
She knew J-Ru.
She knew Dwick.
Yeah.
She knew lyrics.
Yeah.
And the mom, super cool.
Super cool mom.
And her dad is the one that, of course, I mean, parents guide the kids, right? Yeah. And they guided her well. Because she, excellent. So she's going to come to the Pink and the Lady one.
Nice.
Her and the mom are going to be back.
So, I mean, don't think it's just like the old...
Exactly.
Boom bap dudes, right. Whatever. No, because we have girls, we have wives.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not, you know. And if you don't have one, come anyway, bro. Yeah. Couple of your boys come. If you're a millennial, come. It's fun.
Yeah,
it's food
guys
and
solo.
Drink. Yep. What else do you need to know?
Exactly. And you're just listening to good music and you talk your story. Yes. I mean, what? How good is that, right? And then you have this quiz that, okay, it's going to be stressful, but you know, you'll laugh. You'll see some hopper clown be yelling and getting pissed off. And then when they play like the tiebreaker music, 10 seconds into the song, I'm like, hey, bro, you guys don't know this song. Come on, bro. Smith & Wesson, buck down, you guys. Come on. So if you want to see that guy.
Well, I didn't want to say anything when Black Rob Wolf came on.
Why?
Because I want a bottle already.
But yeah, that's right. You
but Chance was like, answer it. I'm like, no, let the other people win. Like,
well, and then I won, you know. Yeah. I mean, hey, no surprise. And then I won and I gave the bottle away to
J-Bebe
and her mom. Yeah. And that's all it was. I mean, it was just, you know. So you're going to have, it's bridging the gap. Because the people who go out to eat, they're not.
If you're a foodie, this is where you need to be.
Okay, right. If you're a foodie, you need to be there.
Yeah.
If you're a hip-hop guy, you need to be there. It's going to be a different event. It's not a club thing.
Yeah.
It's always like, people always think hip-hop things is club.
No,
breaking out
of
the element of that. And this is just enjoying a classier.
Yes.
Eating, drinking event.
And very educational. Because I learned about wine.
Correct.
I learned what this pairing.
Yeah, this is good quality wine here.
Yeah.
We ain't drinking Franzi out in a box.
Yeah, no box wine, bro. Right? My favorite.
Yeah, they're not going to be here. Mel Torme and I can go sing. Exactly.
Mel Torme. So,
there's a reference.
I'm just like, saying. Who are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Come on, old people. You know them. So I'm just, it's a different next level event that it's so entertaining.
Right.
And there's going to be a West Coast gangster rap one in August.
Wow.
At Pink and the Lady. And that one already has a waiting list.
Wow.
There's a Piggy Smalls one that's going to be replaying the Southern hip hop themed one that's going to be happening next week. And that has a waiting list. I'm telling you, this is something that we're on the cusp of something very big that can go in a lot of directions.
And hopefully we're in the works of our own. Our
what
own.
What you mentioned?
Hip hop. I got an idea. I'm going to do this exclusively on there. You ready for this?
Okay, here we go.
So as much as it's a wine thing with our sommelier to the stars, Sky Cameron.
There you go.
Right?
Yes.
I think we should bring in other drinks.
I'm totally...
Like different beers, different whiskeys, different hards.
Right.
It's Sky's thing, it's a wine thing.
Yeah.
But for you and me, like, we're not wine people.
Yes.
Right. I want the wine there.
Yeah.
But I would love, like, this matches with this IPA or this matches with this, you know? Like,
right.
You know, maybe even get, you know, Justin in there.
Right.
Give a little, you know, we could make it a multiple...
Okay.
Sponsor thing.
Here lies the issue.
I know some people in the liquor world too.
Okay, and that is an excellent idea because I don't drink wine, as you know.
Yeah,
you don't
do
drink wine.
This is two wine.
I tried drinking beer.
Yeah.
On Saturday, and that looked pretty.
Yeah, I drank a beer because
a
it was free.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was one
free.
Of those kind of beers that
what?
I never drank before.
Okay.
Like those fancy beers.
Well, there you go, and that's the thing. So there's varied things, but. The thing that we gotta remember is the sommelier of the stars is very passionate about the music known as hip hop music.
Oh yeah.
So this was his baby.
Yeah, that's why it's called.
And it's a fun event to bring the two genres together because they're so far apart. Because as you know, the foodie people have no clue what is going on with these songs.
Yeah.
We saw Deers and Headlights all over the place when Dwick was playing.
Yeah.
Oh, you and me singing the lyrics to this like a bunch of goofballs.
Yeah.
And all these hollies staring at us like, when's Sublime gonna come on? So like, that's what I'm saying. So to bridge that gap, we need to find another person that's in the liquor world. Could possibly be Justin.
Yeah.
You know, if he's available, because the guy is all traveling every day. So you got that situation, right? So I'm totally agree with this idea. It's just the execution.
Because I myself know a few liquor distributors
Okay.
that are hip-hop people.
Okay.
But they're like, you know, older dudes, like, you know, like K-Smooth kind of, you know, those, that generation kind of older. Right. But they're light sleeper heads. And
yeah.
I bumped into them at various like supermarkets and stuff. And
yeah.
They tell me, oh yeah, dude, I'm representing this whole, like a literal whole liquor lines and yeah. stuff. So that clicked in my head. I was like, hey man, why don't we, but at the same time, I don't want to disrespect
Guy Cameron. We can have that as an additional. It's totally fine. Right. Like, okay, like a Coco Head, you got a beer, for God's sakes. Hmm. You got a beer.
You had a free. That's smarter than that person.
I mean, they had like whiskey available. They had, right. if you want, shots available, not cocktails and stuff right. like that.
Yeah, you can see that at the worker at the end of the night.
We saw that guy, bro. He was tired. And he was like, you know what? Bottoms up, bro.
He's like, bro, I want to go listen to some Weezer.
That's right, bro. He was like, I'll drink to that.
He's like, you guys listening to this old... I actually said that to him, remember? Mm. I was like, oh, yeah, right
on. You guys listen to all this old music? I was like, yeah, sorry, bro.
Yeah, sorry, bro.
We old, bro.
And after that, he took another shot.
Yep. So hip-hop makes you take shots.
Yeah.
Comatose. Excellent event, though.
Yes.
And I highly recommend it to anybody that's available to go the next one. We don't really know, because we know that this June one is June 13th. That's
sold out.
Sold out already.
Sold out.
And then July, we don't know. August is West Coast, and then we have the potential sleep times over dinner, which
yes.
that's in the negotiation. Yeah. And you can just imagine the courses on that one. You're going to have the Chinese Beverly Hills.
Ooh, hey,
you're
so going to
have the
things.
Hailua, the Haole course.
Got a Kailua course.
Course, right? You're going to have the Jaharden course.
The West, with the West Side, bro.
You're going to have the Taizo Braden course.
Taizo, bro.
A bunch of missing ingredients coming together. I'm just, okay. So, but that was the brunt of our weekly recap. So we have to do a dual, and that's why it's called Bra and Bougie, because people always take me that I'm going to all these bougie places.
Yeah.
Never mind that, you know, I just like good service and good people and good things.
It's, yeah,
I
guess that's bougie, basically, whatever,
Sorry. I can't go L&L
every
day.
What would be bougie? What would be a bougie thing to do every week?
La Mer.
See, that's
go to Chef Mavro. No. That's bougie.
Over there, right?
Yeah. Go to La Bistro, for example, or go to fancy Alan Wong's.
No.
Is bougie.
Like every week, kind.
Right. Yeah. Encore Saloon ain't bougie. Everyone.
That's kind of, yeah.
They sell slushies in there. One slushie over there. After you, okay.
Oh, hey, here we go. Okay.
After party, Cocoa Cafe was like, where are we going? I said, after party, we gotta go see the Boomerang Girl because she is leaving the Lucky Ballet. She's moving on. Last times we got to do the boomerang. So yeah. I said, you got to come into the
She's
boomerang.
She's a nice girl, dude. She's real pleasant.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm trying to get you, invite you to meet these people. So we go. The wife come. Everybody come. It's already midnight. 4 a.m.
Yeah.
We there.
Justin, Earl.
Earl Kai McKee was there.
Bro.
He was there.
He was partying like Sky it's 1997.
That's right, bro. Rockus Records. And we went there. We did the boomerang,
yeah.
which was posted on the IG, as the kids call it. You finally in the boomerang. With
Allie the Boomerang, yeah.
Allie the Boomerang girl.
Shout out to Allie. Really nice girl, man. Really nice girl.
There you go.
I don't know how she, like, you know, works in downtown with all these kooks.
She handles her own.
But, didn't seem like there are many kooks that go to
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Go to Lucky
Belly. It's not the kooks. It's good people. It's a good establishment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Shout out, man. Shout out to Lucky Belly.
So it was there.
So wait, we were there.
Yeah.
We had a drink again.
There you go.
What was that drink?
We had the Boa 398, bruh.
What the heck is that, bruh?
That is named after a former bartender there.
Okay.
Joey, who was from Arizona. And it was a bar he used to work at in Arizona called the Boa 398. He dedicated that drink to that. Very, very clean whiskey drink there.
It's good.
We got that. Then, late night at the window at Lucky Belly, the Lucky Burger. Available. You were there.
Was not there.
Was not there, but the Terry Burger was there.
So I went over there.
Got the Terry Burger.
See all the millennials cruising.
Yep.
Eating the Simon.
Yep.
Eating the burger.
Yep.
Thank you to those guys because they actually did a little. We were there, right? I was like, well, what should I eat? And I was looking at their food.
Yeah.
And then, like, this couple, this fine, you know, cute couple.
Yeah.
Was like, well, this is the. This is.
Oh, really?
I was like, hey, thanks, guys.
Wow.
Appreciate it.
See? Yeah. Millennials helping them out.
Love y'all.
Okay.
But so. I got more to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
So then I said, you know what? When in Rome, Cavett.
Correct.
Told the Micronesian guy, give me the Terry Burger, brah.
There you go.
And a Pepsi. And then, got the Terry Burger. The wife, she loves shaming me, brah, on social media. I eating the Terry Burger. Terry sauce all over my face.
And what, you boomerang that?
Boomerang and everything,
you know what, this wife.
Shame, brah. put me to shame, Rob. That's okay, because I'm secure. I'm happy married man. I don't got to impress nobody.
There you go, bro. That's right. Yep.
So, Terry Burger was good. I can only imagine the other burger.
The In-N-Out Burger.
Is that happening this week?
I don't know.
I will be there. We're at 10 o'clock, though, right?
You got me 10 o'clock. The In-N-Out Burger is sold at Lucky Belly. I'm just telling you that right now, everybody.
That's like the best secret site. I know DJ Bone. Shout out to DJ Bone. He used to always post up the menu every...
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's a good menu.
He always posted up. So that's where I went.
Yeah.
Got the burger. Got the Pepsi.
Yeah.
And she's like, why do you want to get this? I said, because I just drank like a damn fish. And I need to mask anything.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Because I want... The thing is, people know I don't drink.
Yes.
But they don't know that I can drink you under the table. Not you, but... I can drink the average dude under the table.
I believe it.
Because after your drink, I was like, okay, cool.
You was ready to go.
I'm good. I could have drank Chelsea's one.
Right. Some people closing their eyes at the bar.
People sleeping already.
People sleeping at the bar. Like a nap already.
But I'm good. Like, I'm good. But I just choose not to drink.
There you go.
So anyway, I went there, got in the car, ate the burger.
Yeah.
Avoid any kind of roadblocks.
Yeah.
Because we have to drive to the west side.
That's right.
And I made it home safely. All good, bro. Went home over there. Very good. Netflix and chill. I mean,
oh, you still stayed up. You didn't go sleep right after.
I usually wind down.
Okay.
Watch Genghis Khan, Marco Polo.
Wow, how's that for?
Had to finish that one.
Okay.
And then you.
Oh, the night didn't end there. Oh,
here we go, bro.
We went from Lucky Valley, bro. We said I sold all kind of key. Let's go. I sold Sky Cameron. Hurry up! And we all went to Encore Saloon to check out the good people there, and they were ready to close up. And then of course they see us three hoagies go in there, and the wife was there too.
Oh.
And. He was like, oh, bruh, never mind already. Tired, like, go home already. But never mind, we went in there, and we got the new slushies on tap.
Oh, here you go.
You don't like this one? The Cobra Libre.
Oh, nice.
The Cobra Libre slushie, bruh, which is basically a Coke slushie with some alcohol in it.
That sounds good.
I tell you what.
How long are they serving it for?
Oh, they make up several batches until it runs out, then they switch them on.
Oh.
So I got that. There's that there. Oh. And then it gets more bizarre. The Baskin-Robbins,
bruh.
And what is Baskin-Robbins known for? 36 flavors, bruh.
31 flavors?
31 flavors, bruh. Never mind. 31. 36 minus 5 is Barack Obama's former hangout. 31 flavors. The Baskin-Robbins slushie. There's literally 31
different flavors. So what does it taste like?
It was actually okay. It looks like
Pepto. Suicide, bro.
It's a suicide, bro.
Are you kidding? E-Rock.
What about bye? Suicide. It's a suicide. Oh, yeah. It looks like Pepto-Bismol.
Of course it does.
Right. But it tastes okay. It's tolerable. It is tolerable. And that's the two right there. If that doesn't make you want to go check out the good people at Encore Saloon.
Bruh.
So we were there, and we had a few of those.
Wait, is that more than one?
Well, the Cobra Libre is just like, it's like candy.
Yeah, okay.
You're just knocking them out.
Right, right.
And then the Baskin Robbins one, that kind of slow you down a little bit. You feel like maybe you got to go.
So you had both of those.
Yeah.
And Earl Kamenkey had it.
Earl Kamenkey was there, bro.
Sky Cameron had it.
Sky Cameron was there.
How was everybody after that?
Everybody else was there. Well, had a lot of industry people.
Right. Oh,
okay. And also another close personal, longtime friend of the show, Mr. Nick Hammond.
Hey!
Sexy Nick Hammond. He's a hip hop aficionado.
Oh.
He's a Holly aficionado. Rapper from Indiana.
Wait, you call him a Howley aficionado?
No, he's a Howley. That's a rapper. Vice versa. But he's a good guy. He's very knowledgeable on hip hop, and I don't say that about everyone. So this guy's a good guy. You need to meet him.
Wow.
He was there. He made a rare appearance because once again, hip hop people are introverts. They don't go out.
Mm.
He's a worker at Porks at Pine Jigger and at Senia, next to Pig in the Lane, another high end restaurant there. Hip hop aficionado, he was there.
Yes.
So because he was there, we can't leave.
Oh, here we go.
This is a rare appearance. It's a special time. It's a special event. So we're there. Cobra Libres, bro.
Cobra Libres all around, bro.
There you go. And then that was it. And then we got out of there. Got the hell out of there.
Then we died,
bro. We told Earl Kamenkey, get out of here, Ray. Let's go. Earl Kamenkey just ventured off into another street.
No way.
And then we went one way. Earl was like, okay, I'll check you guys later. I'm like, Earl, where are you going?
And no, for it. Real.
He just vanished.
He
vanished into the limelight that is downtown, bruh. Smoke.
He's a mysterious dude, bruh.
I like him. I like him.
Bruh, that's why he's our sponsor, bruh.
That's right. To have a downtown location.
Second location. Did you say that? Or do people know
that? That's coming. No, that should be coming up. Well, that could be shots fired. I don't know. But coming soon.
Oh.
Something in the works. In the works.
Oh, wow.
So there you go.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously you know.
Yeah.
Rokai Maki, two locations. Possibly. We'll be in there, you know, doing maybe...
do the show there.
Our own little show there.
Yeah.
You know, maybe DJ a first Friday for the opening.
Oh, that.
I mean, why not, right? He likes our music, so might as well, right?
Rokai Maki's favorite albums. He mentioned this at Lucky Belly. Did you remember this, what he said?
All I remember is MF Doom. He likes MF
Doom and Kanye West.
Bruh, that's the greatest combination ever.
How about
ever.
That, There you go.
I wonder what Kanye West album.
Oh, he said it too. He said it too.
Late Registration?
No.
Oh, not one of the earlier ones.
I think the fantasy one, but...
Wow. Yeah, wow.
Oh, I forgot what
he
said.
Went, wow.
It wasn't the first or second album. It was the later one.
Wow.
My dark fantasy, my dark nightmare. My dark, nightmare on my block.
Nightmare on my street.
Nightmare on my street with DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Wow, interesting album. Anyway, if you go to Earl Kaimaki, it's in beautiful Kaimaki across of the old Kaimaki Q next to Pillbox.
There you go.
Used to get my Oreo cookie ice cream. Mm. But make sure you check them out and say you heard about it from Sleep Time's Over.
There you go. And that's going to work.
And shout out to Eddie from Kicks.
Eddie from Kicks, shout out to you, man.
Shout out. He will be on the show.
He's going to be on the show. He is a big supporter of Rokai Maki as well. Yes.
And Sleep Time's Over.
Yes.
Yeah, you actually listen.
Yes.
A friend that actually listened to us.
Supporting friends.
Right?
Friends supporting friends. How's that idea?
And
huh?
Guess what? The podcast is free.
Go figure, huh, everyone?
How's that novel idea? Wait, free?
And here's a novel idea. When friends get together, they like to throw a party. And that party is going to be Saturday night,
there
June 24th. At a place called Pint and Jigger. Saturday Night Live, son. 6:30 p.m. We're gonna kind of get a little warm up, and then the show officially 7 p.m. We're going to tape it live.
We're doing this live.
We're doing this show live.
Yes.
So we want people that we know to be there, so we have a studio audience, and then people can just, you know.
Kendrick.
Talk
to
people.
Kendrick can come. EM13.
Kendrick can come.
Sky Cameron.
Sky Cameron coming.
The Realtor to the Stars.
Can he come?
I'm trying to make him to come.
Okay.
You know what? Size Wanda.
Gotta be there.
He gotta come. Spell Wanda gotta come.
Spell Wanda.
Earl Kaimaki gotta come.
Eddie
gotta kicks from come. Gotta come. We're missing a bunch of people.
We got
our millennial on the job gotta.
Oh, she's coming. IA gonna be there, right?
You know what's dope?
Yeah.
It's Earl Kaimaki. He says, "Hey, yo, man, that's really cool that you guys got your resident millennial."
Earl Kaimaki is a fan of Code of the Streets with Michaela, bruh. We're bridging the gap once again. The millennials and the old people.
I never thought of it. Like, we have a resident millennial. That's funny as heck. I was like, bruh, I was laughing like...
That was the point of that, yes.
I mean, I know it's the point, but it's funny when other people...
Oh, that they like it.
Because we never said that.
Oh, okay.
You always just said like, yeah, we're having a millennial on.
Yeah.
Tell her what she's going to
do
at the Korean bars. This, you know, this tall, holly Hawaiian girl at a Korean bar.
Right.
Like, you know, that whole spiel.
Doing? Yeah.
But I guess people are like, I guess he taken it as like, wow, you crazy, you have a millennial.
That's...
And Michaela is down. That's the thing.
And she can
great
she
sense
can,
of humor.
Yes.
Shout
and
out to homegirl.
She's into it. That's why she is a part of the cast of this show. And
yeah.
So to come, we're gonna have IA is gonna be there, and he's gonna give us the movie report.
Yeah.
He's
IA,
down.
Man,
he
doing movies
ready.
Right now, bro. Jurassic 23.
Bro, he's there right now. He's hanging out with
Sarah Silverman,
John Stamos. He's hanging out with.
Baywatch 8.
Jeff Goldblum, bruh.
You're on a commercial with the Howleys flying, scaleboarding,
I tell you
skateboarding.
What, he's on the TV all the time, bruh.
Hey, shut
I'm
out,
turning on
dude.
The TV. I watch the NBA Finals. He's there eating popcorn, with smoking popcorn with the girl at the theater.
Oh,
the
yeah,
girl,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The girl looking at him, what dish you going to eat? I don't know. For some bank, I think it was. I just remembered IA.
Yeah.
I don't remember the bank, but he's everywhere.
No, shout out to IA, man. He done good, man. And... He has a podcast too, a radio show.
Oh, he does?
On Dash Radio.
What is he plays like, what does he play though? He plays music though, right?
No, he plays local music. Local Hawaiian music, local urban music. All kinds of stuff.
I have seen
but
that, yes.
It's Aloha Height on Dash Radio.
Right.
And people are sleeping. Like, seriously, like Dash Radio is a huge... Huge.
Yeah.
Like, network.
Yeah, get on there. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, so,
yeah. Okay,
of course, you know, IA rides for us, so he got our back.
There
Dash
go,
Radio.
Dash Radio.
Bah, sleep time's over. Come on, let's go.
There you go. Come on, let's go. That's it.
Is that well, we might as well do
Oh, well. Let's take a break. Let's take a break because we're
okay.
So hyped for Cocoa Cafe. We're gonna come back.
Yes.
With the news, the take time and waste time topics. A lot of take time and waste time this week.
A lot of waste time, bro.
That was a lot of waste time.
Sleep time's over. Cap at the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, season 4, episode 10. Bra and bougie.
Crock pot.
Bra. Crock pot. Crock pot.
Sleep time's over. Right back. Trust you, I'm gonna shoot you.
Yo, this is Woz Martin, alias Old Timer. Light Sleepers, Metal Fortress, Soul Shifters Crew. I'm listening to Sleep Time's Over with Cavett the Catalyst, Zach Morris. Word up.
Hi, this is Allie, the boomerang girl from Lucky Belly. You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Cavett the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morris.
Sleep Time's Over, Cavett the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, live. McCully, King Street at the Light Sleeper headquarters.
That's correct.
2009, South King Street. Down the street from Pine and Jigger.
Which was mentioned. Well, tonight is a party too. Well, we taped the show Wednesday. Wednesday night, it's going to be already done by the time the show comes out. So
that's
in a while,
right.
But it's the 5th year anniversary party.
Hey!
I am kind of DJing this thing.
Oh, okay.
It's a Studio 54 party.
Yeah, oh, whoa.
So.
Risqué.
I guess.
Could have all the cocaine.
That's right, bro.
That's not snowflakes, bro.
You thought the right thing. We're going to put the glass on the ground, put baking soda on the, cut them up the lines, bro. But before we play that, we're going to play.
You know, bro.
Like the kids.
You know, right? You know millennials.
Like the kids.
You want to wear your blouse? Let's go.
Kids praying to no God.
Come on.
Kikaida. Kamerada.
Something like that, yeah. It's always something like that, yeah. So, to reiterate on our episode. Wow, that was a lot of dads, bro.
Why do people do that for?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Dude, that's, you know. Cam Newton calling all you guys.
I don't know.
See, knock it off. Knock it off.
Okay, I'll still like this. Yeah. That's the millennial thing. We cover one eye.
That is. Praying.
A lot of praying.
Praying to the Promethean God.
Yep. Rompers. Blazers.
Praying.
Not blazers. Blouses.
Bad dental.
Purse. Carry a purse.
Purses. From Living Legends.
Who never show up. Thanks a lot, bro.
Hey, thanks a lot, bro. You had a kid, bro.
I'm sorry.
That's what everybody got on me on that. Yeah, Kevin, bro. Is everyone kids? I'm like, bro.
Never mind
the kids, bro.
Right, exactly.
Anyway.
Never mind.
Sleep time's over.
Okay, let's do mine.
Season 4. Episode 10.
Bra and bougie. Yeah, we just dab on the air, live.
Dabs are only good when kids do it. Like little kids.
Yeah.
Like when my daughter does it or my son, it's cute.
It's cute.
And when grown people do it.
What about the double dab, though? That's even more stupid. Like where you go, just real quick. What is that about? Real quick, you see that YouTube people?
I've seen people do it. YouTube, I mean, we're just old, whatever.
Well, that was like
so couple dab
years.
Away, people. But yeah, I'm just Cam Newton is calling. Yeah. You're like, hey, yo, bro. Okay, stop dabbing, bro.
And watch, the phone's going to ring right now.
Bro.
Like it always does. The phone's always going to ring at a certain time. And it's going to be Cam Newton, bro.
Bro, where is my phone button?
Ring. Okay, take time, waste time is now.
Here we go, bro. Max Holloway,
topic one. Max Holloway won. Tell me the deal.
Yancy Medeiros won.
Tell me the deal.
West Side, stay West Side.
That's right, the best side.
I thought that was one of the greatest sayings I've ever made up. I'm sure someone else made it up.
Yeah.
But I told my wife, as we was watching the fight, before we went to the dinner.
The Pine Tree? The Cocoa dinner. Yes.
I said, West Side, stay West Side. She's like, that's terrible. I was like, no, because it's like pride, you know? Like, West Side, stay West Side.
Right.
Meaning the pride, the juice, the freaking, just the,
that's right.
West Side.
That's right.
Stay West Side. I said, I make that shirt, Max Holloway wear them, $1 million.
Yep.
West Side, stay West Side. You guys better not bite.
That's right, bro.
West Side, stay West Side.
You got a good spring, summer, fall catalog.
Yeah, because you cannot make town stay town.
No.
You cannot make East Side stay East Side.
I'm from town, and I can buy that.
East Side, East Side, maybe.
East Side, man. West Side stay West Side.
Bro, that just is like, I would wear that shit, bro.
So there's your catalog. You got that. You got Waikiki Till Infinity.
Waikiki Till. I got the local line going on.
You got the K-pop shirt coming up.
Okay.
You got a catalog. The catalog is growing right now.
Bro.
Turning pages of this catalog.
I got to make one for every region.
Yep. You got it.
So West Side stay West Side.
What about a Korea Moku shirt? Would that go? That you can make a K-pop shirt.
That's the K-pop.
K-pop Moku. K-pop Ria Moku.
Anyway,
yeah.
UFC. So what? I was super stoked. That fight was awesome. Yancy Medeiros knocked that guy out.
Okay.
Bada went knock everybody out. All the Hawaiians go Brazil. Scrap everybody.
Yes.
Just lick them all, bro.
Okay.
But you know, Brazil, mad respect, man. You know, they understand the fight game. OGs of the BJGGs.
That's right.
So anyway, but what I didn't like about the aftermath of the fight is UFC giving us this bull cockamamie excuse. We're going to decide how many people are at the airport and if we're going to have a UFC in Hawaii.
Really?
That's what they said.
Interesting. So, okay, so was that why there was a mad influx of the big crowd?
Exactly.
All the Hawaiians are there.
So the news, everybody on the news, all the news stations like UFC is mentioned to say the turnout of the people when Max and Yancy gets to Hawaii will help decide if UFC comes to Hawaii. I'm like, so you're telling me on a work day, you're going to decide if whoever can make it to the airport.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, okay, now, we'll control now. How does that?
When you're arrogant and when you have power.
That's very true. That's a total arrogant
You do thing, whatever dude. You want to do.
Yeah, brother. That's true.
You just do what you want to do.
And that's what they did, dude. I thought we got played on that. Of course, Hawaii represents Hawaii. Hawaii stay Hawaii.
I was watching. It was packed.
Packed.
Yeah.
Nobody went to their jobs at the Cornets, bro.
Nope.
The Waianae strip mall. All empty, bro.
Empty.
Everybody like closed. You know like on Hoosiers?
Yeah.
Where those Midwest places?
Everything shut down.
When it's Friday Night Lights?
Yep.
Shut it down, bro.
The mills, the refinery.
Everything.
Everything. Servco. Shut down.
All the buses, one route.
Yep.
Out of West Side?
West Side.
Straight to the airport.
One-way street, bro.
At the airport, straight back to West Side.
Yeah.
Where they had another party.
Yeah.
So, to me, that's a bunch of crap. UFC, we'll decide on it if we see how many people are there or when we welcome. Like, how does that even matter, dude?
That's the UFC for you.
We've been representing, you know what I mean? I don't know. See, maybe it's because BJ Penn wasn't a good representative of Hawaii.
You think?
I'm trying to think of past. What would make them not want to have UFC in Hawaii? MMA and jiu-jitsu in Hawaii has been here longer than it's been in the States.
What happened to all the Super Brawl and all those? There was a lot of Blaisdell fights.
Yeah, there's a lot. I went to
Super Brawl 29,
yeah.
Super Brawl 58, 94.
Yeah, any kind.
And then they all disappeared.
I don't know what happened to it.
So I don't see why it wouldn't work because all those guys are still here. They probably all got out of jail, so they can all go come back out again, go back to Blaisdell.
You know what? After Dennis Alexio and Ring Auto fights,
the Terminator.
The Hawaiian Hurricane, bro. You get all the paper fighters.
Yeah.
Everybody went to the ish. Down the drain, the 20.
Maybe. That could be it.
I mean, I don't want to blame Alexio or anything, but I mean. But no, I mean, let's just put it out there like that. We are now hiring an official MMA to the Stars affiliate for Sleep Time's Over.
I like it.
Send your resume to sleeptimesover@gmail.com if you would like to be
the MMA guy.
The MMA guy, brah.
I would like to have this because I don't watch MMA.
I watch.
You watch. You are just playing Black Moon.
Sorry,
right
Black.
Now.
I mean, I watch a bunch.
As you should. But I'm just saying.
And I have the old UFCs on VHS.
I remember Dan Severn, Ken Shamrock, Kimo.
Dan Matua, brah.
That's all I know, brah.
Anybody who knows OG UFC knows this.
Wow.
What's his name? Got knocked out and he got frozen.
Oh, who's that?
I think it was Dan Matua. I don't know. It could
Tank
be wrong.
Abbott.
Tank Abbott, bro. Tank Abbott was there.
Okay.
Horace Gracie.
So anybody out there, we beg you, please, an MMA guy.
Yes.
The official MMA analyst.
What does his resume have to look like since we're doing this live?
We got to do like a quiz or something maybe.
We're going to give the expert the quiz.
Yeah.
I like that, yeah.
And then we just be like, so how much you know?
But you got to roll with the punches, boo.
And just explain, not necessarily like a quiz of like, hey, you know, who you think you.
Yeah.
But just, if you watch a lot.
Yeah.
and you watch it every time. Just give us an explanation of what is going on currently, what's going to lead into the future, all that stuff.
And you can make it on recording days, which we won't really tell you when because we're going to have a bunch of crackles outside. A
bunch of Yahoos going to be
We have all these guys in geese lining up in front of like sleepers. You're like, oh, well, I guess need a guy in MMA.
Bro, Cobra Kai going to show up. Johnny's going to want to be on, you know.
But yeah, no, I'm dead serious.
Yeah, I like it.
I just sprung this on you. I just thought of it now. That's why.
That's a good idea. I like it.
We're taking resumes. Sleeptimesover@gmail.com. Let us know.
Yeah.
You'll be able to talk and project.
Yes, please.
And, you know, as much as we're not experts in anything, technically, this kind of got to know more than us.
Yeah, we can toot our horn a little
bit. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, we know some stuff about
I would say wrestling. You in wrestling.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
Sports. NBA.
Hawaii sports.
Hawaii sports. Right, NBA, NFL.
Yeah, we're baseball. Pretty good. We're pretty good, bro.
Baseball, you don't really know.
Hey, pat yourself on the back.
Yeah, right? I mean, so we got movies somewhat. I don't know. Yeah. Some of your movies, size, bro, I don't know.
That's what we bring in, Size Wondus.
So, yeah, so Size official stat boy. Is the stat boy. We have Michaela's the official millennial.
Yeah.
We have IA, who's the movie.
The movie dude. He's like
the movie report.
Yeah, to the stars.
So, you know, we're trying to build up this
roster of people. Got a real estate agent to the stars. Is Grant Capone.
Talk about the realty. You know?
Yeah, we got a wine sommelier, which is the weirdest thing.
We have the wine sommelier,
we
right?
We do have it.
So we're building up this team.
Team, yeah, we want a team. Yeah.
It's a roster.
Yeah,
you know. So MMA is next on the agenda.
So yeah, no, but yeah, we're serious. Sleep Times Over on Gmail.
Yes, we are serious.
I would love to have somebody sit here and break it down.
Yes, I'm curious.
I'm not a professional.
I'm curious. I would like to know
I'm
too.
I'm an avid. Knowledge, dude.
You watch more than me, so I.
But I mean, I can't say I know all the moves, and you know, I'm like the average Hawaii brother that like UFC.
Yeah, right.
So, sleeptimesover@gmail. We need a UFC expert.
There you go. Very good.
Anyway, UFC Saturday basically is rubbing in our face. Okay. That damn Hawaiians.
Oh gosh.
Uncle Bijou will come out already.
Uncle Bijou's coming.
He's coming, right? He's gonna get mad. He's gonna be mad.
He's going to be upset. What else you got?
We got
a plethora of news.
My list. Where's my list, bro? Sorry about that. I was getting all riled up.
Oh, no.
Wonderful bang, bro. West side, say west side,
bro. Oh, wonderful bang, bro.
Oh, like bang. We talked about
that. Oh, bro. You like Dudakaing.
Okay, mine's just kind of a more like, what the heck, Hawaii kind of
all
thing.
All right.
Okay? So Hawaii was voted one of the top five places, the safest places in the nation. Take time, waste time.
Safest place in regards to what?
Like to live.
Just to live?
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because, well, knock on wood, there hasn't been any crazy shootings of violence of any type of ridiculousness.
It's not missing kids. Seems
missing kids. You had the Xerox shooter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? You had the crazy guy drop the baby from the freeway.
Yeah, bruh.
Right? So you do have crazy people here. I mean, we see them biking on the bike lane every day.
Macaulay, okay? If we ever get a camera to turn around that way...
Yeah.
Crazy, bro.
The Batu is strong, bro.
Batu is getting shot left and right. And,
but I agree.
Small guys, big guys on small bikes, we get all over the place.
That's like, you know, fat man and
little coat. Yeah.
So I'm going to say I agree, and that's all I got to say.
Waste time. Okay. What you got?
All right. In other news, we have MMA in the World Wrestling Entertainment world.
Oh, here we go.
I have to shout out. My man that I met and I became kind of friends with back with in the, when was this? 2006.
You have to just question friendships nowadays.
Fuck him, fuck him. There we go. Hey. I have to shout out my friend, I guess, acquaintance.
All right, there you go.
Samoa Joe. I'm wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
Samoa Joe, brah. He is the new number one contender to Brock. Lesnar.
Wow.
He won, Extreme Rules pay-per-view this past Sunday.
Hey, there we go, bro.
He won in a fatal four-way. Fatal
what,
five-way.
What the heck is a fatal five-way?
All five ways. Busting heads.
Busting heads, bro.
And you got to pin the guy, bro. Get in, get out.
Bro, I just can do the moonsault everywhere.
Bro, if you better land the moonsault, because if not, Brock. Samoa Joe took him down,
who did Samoa Joe fight?
He beat Seth Rollins.
Okay,
Bray Wyatt.
I don't know who that is. Sorry, brah. Keeping it real, brah.
Okay. Randy Orton.
Okay.
There you go. Oh, jeez.
There you go.
He won. It was a very dramatic match.
Wow.
Because WWE has been kind of waning my interest because just the stories aren't good.
Terrible. Oh, yeah.
The character development is not good.
Right.
But I got a support because I met Samoa Joe before. Right. I mentioned, I think, on the show before. Right. Through my ex-girlfriend. She went to high school with him.
Wow.
His real name is Joe Samoa. This isn't a gimmick. This is his name is Joe.
And he's Samoan.
Yes. His last name is Samoa. It's literally Samoa.
That is awesome.
And very nicest guy. The humblest, nice guy. He can break. He's a break dancer. He can dance any kind. He can talk any kind. Very good, fun
guy.
So
does he have a, does he talk Howley? Like
he talks OC.
Like, yeah, OC. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he is a nice guy. He's got relatives in Hawaii.
Is there anybody named Joe with the last name Hawaiian?
There's got to be.
Right?
There's Joe Cool.
Yeah, okay.
Well, TNC. And then there's got to be a baby. Joe. What about Joe Jawai?
Wow.
Joe Jawai, bro.
Is Jawai even a real last name?
No. Is Jawaian really music? But, you know, let's just say, Joe Jawai, the newest character on this show, bro. Jawai is here, and Joe Hawaiian is going to be relative to Joe Jawai, who's not related to Samoa Joe, whose real name is Joe Samoa. Okay, what we got?
All right, hey, there you go. So, wait, but are they coming to Hawaii?
Yes, they are coming to Hawaii. Wednesday night, September 13th at the Neil S. Blaisdell Center. WWE Live. SmackDown crew. There's the Raw crew and there's the SmackDown crew.
Oh,
wow, that was loud.
I like that. There you go, bro.
That was good. That was a good flare chop.
There you go.
So, tickets go on sale. That's, don't dab, just it. July 15th, DJ Liger Woods.
Oh.
Get ready, brother. We went last year. Same time.
Did
we
you guys go with Jedi?
No.
It Jedi was just me and Liger Woods. Guys, bro.
Me and Liger Woods. That was it.
Oh.
And then there was some other bunch of
Yahoos.
Yahoos. Oh my God. All scattered. Like salt and pepper. Shaking everywhere.
Like late to the part.
Exactly.
Late to the part. Another Yahoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesse. Another Yahoo.
Sean Iman going to be there.
Another Yahoo.
Oh, Jedi probably going to be there.
Another Yahoo.
He's the king of the Yahoos, I think. Jedi. And then they're all going to gather. Neil S. Blaisdell Center, brother. WWE Wrestling. It's going to be a hot Wednesday night. Never mind Steve Offey. Never mind Ric Flair right there. The chop. That's right. Woo-hoo!
Man.
What else we got?
How much does a ticket cost? How much does a ticket cost?
I don't know.
I don't know wrestling like I used to. I want to go because it's just going to be like fun.
Well, they sold out in an hour.
Damn.
So we had to get our boy to go down there and get the tickets. And I think it was like $90. But we had good seats. We were in the arena right there.
There you go.
Enough so I can flick off some people. So there you go. There's the call.
There's the call. Everybody calling, bro.
There it is.
Everybody want to know the news, the good news.
That's Joe Jawai calling right
there. Hey, you're talking about me? Hmm? West side, Joe Jawai. West side, boo.
He's calling, bro.
Anyway, let's move it on.
What you got next? Let's go.
Here we go. The Clippers versus the Raptors. Live at the Neil S. Blaisdell Center on a cold Hawaiian night.
I think so.
Will the Clippers even have a team?
The Clippers are going to be a little different. They're going to be a little different.
Who will be left?
Redick is gone. Griffin is gone.
What? No ways.
Griffin will be gone.
Wow.
And Jamal Crawford, I think, will be gone. Chris Paul, I'm going to say, is going to stay.
Wow.
I think Carmelo Anthony will be a Clipper.
Meh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then Toronto.
A lot of wows.
Rosen? Let's not forget Toronto. Rose?
Rosen.
DeRozan? DeRozan's there. He's signed a long-term deal. Right. Kyle Lowry is probably not going to be there.
Wow. Who the hell are we going to see then at this game? Nobody.
Jonas Valanciunas.
Bro, I'm going to take my kid. Coach ain't going to be like, who are these jokers? Well, who's these Yahoos, bro?
We're going to go up yahoo.com, bro. We're going to call up Gmail. We're going to call up Hotmail and be like, who are these guys?
My son's going to be like, I don't know anybody, Dad. I mean, I'm sorry.
That's true.
But it's NBA games. So tough luck.
There's a lot of free agents.
And look.
A lot of guys are going to be
will they
creators.
Get any? Well, okay, Chris Paul. My son knows Chris Paul. He knows Rosen. He knows Lowry. So, I mean, I need one of you guys to show up there, and I need you to come to where we're at.
All right.
And I need you to sign my dang kid's basketball. Take a picture.
Oh, wow.
Brah!
You're that kind of parent.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go. I'll go to this.
Okay, I'll let you know. I don't know
when the tickets go on sale.
Friday.
Oh.
Supposedly Friday.
Oh.
Yeah.
And if the game is in what, October?
Yeah, I gotta go raise, gotta sell Zippy's chili tickets, bro.
All right. School kind cookies, bro.
Because I don't know if the whole family like go, bro. My daughter said she like go. My wife, she likes live basketball.
She not gonna go.
Nah, she like this kind, bro.
Wife, as I told
she
you,
she like
Saturday.
Live sports, bro.
Never mind, bro.
She like live
money
sports.
Go,
bro. Yeah. Family affair, bro. All
right. Yeah. I'll call up some people then.
We'll bro, I don't know. I'll let you know, bro.
Let me know. I'll go. I mean, is that Stan Sheriff or is it at Blaisdell?
I think Stan Sheriff.
Okay.
I just said Blaisdell because of the effect.
It sounds better.
Blaisdell.
All right.
So, yeah. So, I mean, we don't know who's going to be there.
Yeah.
You think at least Chris Paul and at least DeMar DeRozan.
DeMar DeRozan will be there.
Oh, DeAndre Jordan?
DeAndre Jordan will be there.
Hey, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. A lot of the guys will not be.
I'm curious then.
Kyle Lowry won't be there.
But Carmelo Anthony to the clip set. Interesting.
Well, we're going to get into that trade
right.
rumor. Once the trade deadline hits,
okay.
That's July.
Okay.
I have a lot of theories on that.
Okay, so moving along, what else you got?
Okay, here's a Hawaii one, and I'm going to do this because the battery on YouTube is going to close out pretty soon, so I'm just going to be ready to pull the trigger. And I'm going to throw this at you, and then you just go and you tell me what you think.
Okay.
This summer, which is soon, which is now, street parking is going to be raised double to $3 an hour from $1.50 an hour. That are these very meters on this street of Magali, bruh. Downtown Waikiki. $3 an hour.
Well, $3.
$3 an hour.
Wait, I think it's 75 cents an hour right now out here.
It ain't gonna be soon, bruh.
Bruh, $3.
The state is trying to raise $4.5 million to help pay for, guess what?
Oh, kill me.
The rail, bruh.
Kill me, bruh. Hang me. Get my body. Throw them off Waikiki walls,
no.
bruh.
No.
Oh, there's a pig crossing the street.
Oh.
There's a pig cross. Turn that camera around. Turn that camera around. The pig is crossing the street.
You see this, everyone? Where is it?
What? I seen it all. There's a pig crossing the street, bro. Where's
this?
My video cam? Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul.
Pig? What is this all about?
Here we go.
Bro?
Sleep Shout time's over, player, exclusive. Bro. Macaulay. We got cops and we got pigs. And there it is. Sleep time's over. You see it? Where's the pig? Right there, bro. You see the ass of the pig? There it is. Walking away. All right. Oh, my God. Ma, I wonder if the name of that pig is named Kalua. The pig.
That's shots fired.
Shout out to that.
Charlotte Kalua, bro.
Shout out to that guy right there with
of
the
course.
Pig.
Of course. Shocking. It's a holiday with the pig.
Bruh. In the city.
In the city.
Where the ladies look pretty. Guys tell jokes because they can seem witty. Tell a funny joke just to get some play. And they try to take some goodness taking the
big pig.
Anyway. Sorry you guys out there in podcast land. You want to tilt that a little bit more towards you?
Let's go.
There we go.
Nobody likes seeing me, bro.
So anyway. Sorry for the big abrupt yell. But I seen a big fat pig. I'm not talking about any woman or guy.
No. Oh,
man. Sorry.
There was a pig. There literally was
That's
a
why
pig.
I was like, we need a camera facing
yes.
this witness.
Crossing the street. Why did the chicken cross the road? To see the pig cross the road. Because a pig, big one. For real, people.
The pig, bro. The pig was mad that the thing would get raised.
Yeah. That's right.
From 75 cents to $3, bro.
That's why the
for
pig.
For the damn rail.
The pig not driving. The pig crossing the street, bro. Because he cannot pay it up $3.
Bro.
$3 meter parking. In July. Why?
We'll figure it out.
So stupid. It's so stupid.
This rail, bro. This rail is just gonna make us raggedy, bro.
That's gonna ruin businesses. Why are they gonna go and do the one thing that everybody asks, the number one question when you tell somebody about a store,
yep.
restaurant?
Here we go. I know
what
you're
saying. Is there any parking?
Get parking, bro. We talk
never
about
mind.
This.
Yeah, anybody on drugs, never mind anybody in any bad part of town. People just want parking.
Pigs, yeah.
That's why downtown's so crowded. There's druggies all over the place, but it don't matter because it's packed.
Yeah.
Because people want to go down there. And if there's parking, there's going to go.
There you go.
You're going to double the price of parking.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Caldwell. Now no one come like sleepers.
Caldwell's an idiot.
They're already complaining already.
He's a damn idiot. And I don't know what he's trying to do. He's just trying to make bike lanes and he's trying to turn this into his own private gymnasium of frolic and vegetarianism or whatever the hell he wants to do. Never mind this raising the price. Look at other ways to generate revenue here.
Well, look, speaking of the rail, another topic I've got, according to the rail, is you know what a bond is?
A bond?
Yeah, bond. See, they want to take out bonds to raise money for the rail.
Okay.
Because we're on schedule to run out of money by January 2018.
2018 is the run out.
So they want to, I have no idea how bonds work. So
yep.
All you financial people out there, we don't have a financial person to the stars.
Right.
We'll be done. I mean, we could take a resume for that too. I mean,
true. Right? Diversify your bonds, son.
But I don't know what a bond is. But I heard on the radio they're trying to get these bonds passed,
yeah,
so they can pay for the rail. So they're right. Taking money from our parking,
yeah,
creating these bonds, which feels like it's World War One,
yeah,
where they had war bonds,
yeah,
to make these military machines.
Exactly.
Dude, this rail,
exactly,
is running us raggedy, bro.
Yeah.
And no one's gonna use it.
This is why you guys are running out. When I say you guys, I'm talking about the state. You guys are running out of these ideas,
yeah,
to generate income. You need to look at things as such as prostitution.
Right.
You need to look at
gambling.
You need to look at gambling. That is what you got left. If these guys want to pay for sex, let them be. You tax it. Tax them all. And then you can control it. Then you can control sex trafficking, because that's going to be the next thing somebody's going to throw at you when you say you're going to legalize prostitution. You're going to say, what about sex trafficking? Of course that's horrible. But then you can regulate it more so now because you have taxes on these guys and you can watch what people are doing more so. That's why they legalize marijuana.
Oh, so you could stop sex trafficking by legalizing prostitution.
Because everybody needs to file,
right,
taxes.
Right, right, right.
You need to file a W-2.
Take all the kind, your Tesla, that.
Yes.
Check out the nanny. Make sure the bugger stay the good.
Right. Pimps, players, hustlers. You,
yeah,
got to file that W-2, son.
Yeah.
Diversify your bond, son.
Girl, damn, girl. Check,
that's
yourself,
right,
in the clinic.
That's it. So then that's how you do it. That's how you do it. That's how you legal. That's when you talk about legalizing marijuana. That's the reason you regulate it like that. That's how you keep control of these things. You don't regulate. You can put these guys in jail for marijuana.
Yeah.
Jail's crowded already. What the hell for? You get guys DUIing every day. They are getting released.
That's true. Putting in women for prostitution?
Yeah. For what?
For what?
All these guys doing worse things should be in jail, and they're getting released because they want room.
I'm a room, bro. They put any kind of petty misdemeanors in there.
That's all I got to say, bro.
Anyway.
They generate different types,
yeah,
of revenue. That's my...
The rail is running us raggedy, bro. Anyway. Here we go. This is kind of an interesting one.
Okay.
Remember the Hawaii Raceway Park?
Yes.
And Kapolei.
Yes.
The beautiful and hot, steamy Kapolei.
Yes.
Had a raceway there, like a racetrack. And I knew, for some reason, I knew a lot of people that used that racetrack.
Yeah.
I don't know how I did, but I met a lot of people through my lifetime. Well, now, that seems to be like the unofficial, official dump for homeless, for construction companies that don't want to pay.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's owned by the Department of Hawaiian Homelands.
Okay.
You go there, you dump all your crap, and peace out.
Yeah.
So, my question is, why didn't they just leave the racetrack?
Was it not generating any money?
Well, I don't know if it was...
That's always going to come down to it.
I mean, I don't know if it was or wasn't. I had to do my research on that. But, I mean, that probably would have been better than now. Literally, it's a dump. They show, like, one of those drone overhead things.
Right.
Dude, that thing is trashed. Because there's all these roads that they used before to get the cars in.
Right.
All those side roads are just littered with, like, old construction stuff. Blankets, furniture, feces, paint buckets, like...
There must have
all
been
that,
some type of complication with
maybe
White Homelands.
Maybe.
Yeah, there was insurance or liability issue with the drivers. And then that led to just higher insurance costs. So they said they cut it and they just make it a dumping ground. And these construction companies are probably paying.
Oh, yeah, because look at Camo Industrial's right behind them.
Okay.
So, like, bro, if you're like, your boss is like, get rid of it. You're like, get rid of what, boss? Costs like, you know, $6,000 for dump this stuff. Hey, just dump them next door.
Dump them next door, right?
Bam! Put a lever. Oops.
Unless Hawaiian Homestead is charging a fee and they're coming after these guys who are dumping, if they can, if
they're not, because they don't even put a gate on the property.
There's no gate on the property,
so
anybody could literally we could just drive in there right now and just dump
they
a bunch
showed,
of, like,
the guy who runs that environmental thing,
right,
drove in and literally just drove up.
Really?
So if you and me,
okay, so
renovate
we gather
your house,
all, like Craig Mack's second album, and we take them, dump them all in there. And where you take all the overrated crap albums, Snow and all that, dump them in there. Nobody's going to care.
No one's going to care, bro.
Wow.
Only the UFOs are going to see all the shiny stuff.
Right. Wow.
But what do you, I don't know. This is kind of one of those things I'm just like so confused. Why didn't they just leave the raceway there?
Yeah.
It's so much people enjoyed. I don't even know what happened financially. And I might go and ask a few of my racer friends what happened with that, you know?
That would be, okay, that would be the next step.
Yeah.
To find out officially what happened.
Like, what happened? Because why did they close it? Because
it's always a legal issue.
Illegal, or maybe didn't make money, but look at it now, though. Because now the Hawaiian Homelands is looking at thousands, hundreds of thousands of fines.
Yeah.
Which basically they wouldn't have to have paid if they had the raceway still there.
So that's the next thing.
And that money is getting taken from Hawaiians, from me, which can't even get a loan or can't even get a damn homeland.
That's right. Thanks, Aloha.
Thanks a lot. West side, stay west side.
So that's what you need to find out. That'll put this all, put it together. Why did they shut that down and stop it?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Okay. What else you got?
Next one. What we got here, and this one is kind of a rant more so.
Oh, yeah.
But I want your thoughts on this. Okay, now, I don't know if you drive down this way to get to work, but there's the park known as Thomas Square.
Okay, yeah.
It's the park across the street from the Academy of Art.
Okay.
Now, if anybody that's out there, any of you townies out there, know and would pass by Thomas Square, it's by Straub Hospital, by Blaisdell Center.
Right.
And it's a wall that is constructed around Thomas Square because Caldwell is redoing it. He gutted out the Thomas Square, and he's going to redo and make Thomas Square a better place. Make Thomas Square great again. So he put a wall up with a bunch of sign language all around it.
I see that, yeah.
A tall wall.
Yep.
And they gutted it out.
Right.
And there's no grass. It's all dirt. And he's going to make pathways. He's going to make a koi pond. And he's going to make it all beautiful, beautiful.
Okay.
Now, we all know Thomas Square notoriously has a street next to it called Yonge Street.
Yes.
And that is where all the homeless are hanging out waiting for the wall to come down so the homeless can go in there.
Bring down the wall.
That's right.
Bring down the wall.
So, I want to throw this idea out to you right now. I got two options for Thomas Square.
Right. Here we go.
Option one. You have this land. If we can somehow go underneath Thomas Square and build an underground type of parking lot, parking structure, and elevate the ground up and make it a rooftop or a elevated park.
Now, if you look by
the police station, they have an elevated park.
Right.
Where all the state workers go in and that daycare is up there.
Right.
And then, so why don't you do that there and you charge parking fee, make it a parking structure, because you know all the guys at Straub, they got to go work.
Yeah.
You know all the guys that go Academy of Art, they got to go work.
Right.
He goes right over there, so you can charge them, and then you have the park elevated, and you can somehow regulate the homeless population.
Because the homeless, they're
not going to go up on top and hang out on top.
Right.
So that's option one. Option two, you leave the wall up. You leave it up, and you tell all the homeless from Kakako, go over there, and you make that the internment for the homeless, and they can all stay there.
Live District off the 9.
Land. District 9. District the kind. And you District go in there. The whole land is yours, everyone. Do what you want to do. Live off the land.
Yeah.
And you put them on there. And then you keep the wall up.
Right.
And then you contact Mr. Donnie Trump.
Oh, there you go.
And you say, Donnie, we're sorry about the whole travel ban regulation. I know you don't like Hawaii right now. But we're dedicating this wall to you, bruh.
Yeah.
And we're gonna face our homeless problem and put all the homeless over there. Donald's going to be on his good side. Because that's how you do. You massage his ego.
Right.
You got to massage the businessman. And then he's going, you know what? That's great. I like it. It's great. I like it. I really do. And then he's going to protect us from North Korea.
There you go, bro.
That's all I got. What do you think?
It's a lot.
You followed out?
Yeah, I followed it all the way. Couple trails, couple duck dives.
You put the homeless in Thomas Square.
There you go.
Keep the wall up.
But that's not going to hold like 1/8 of the homeless.
You set up 10.
You stack them, bro.
Stack them.
Like,
rack them and pack them, baby. That's what you do. And then you put them in there, and then that's it.
The troll in the bomb. Oops.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shocks.
But then
Thomas Square great again.
Make Thomas Square great again. And then we get Trump back on our side of Hawaii so he can protect us from the North Korean nuke.
Right.
Because right now Trump is like, why does Hawaii don't like me? So we can be like, Trump, all right, let's let bygones be bygones. Protect us, bruh.
Protect us, because we're doing this for you.
The wall's already up.
Yeah, you already got the wall, right? Who hangs out at Thomas Square, bruh?
Who gonna hang out at Thomas Square? You name me right now. Everybody listening.
Gentrification. That's what they're doing.
You know.
They're gonna push all these buggers out. They're gonna make that the hip spot right across all the museums.
No one cares, any kind of sandwich.
Everybody gonna eat, spend plenty of money.
And then what's gonna happen at night? All the homeless gonna be peeing in the koi pond, bruh. No one cares, bro.
He's gonna steal the koi.
Yep, they will eat the
and
koi.
Grind them, bro.
Yep, sashimi, bro.
It's about, ooh.
That's right.
Delicacy.
No one cares.
Anyway, speaking of that, though, kind of that related to thing.
Okay.
With Hawaii.
Yes.
Since we're on a little rat phase here, with Hawaii doing their own little like, ooh, wow, look at us. Let's go anti-president.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Me, you know me, right? I don't like politics at all.
Yeah.
Whatever. But the fact that Hawaii is so quick to make these laws, their own laws, their own rules. Oh, we're going to go and do anti-ban thing. Then now they have a new one, right? The whole thing, they made their own little thing about the whole global warming thing.
Oh, yes. They're implementing the plan, the Paris plan.
Like that. Like, all of a sudden, it's like, why won't they do that for the Hawaiian people?
Yeah, that's right.
So, and we're fighting against the president here.
Correct.
Like, the state of Hawaii, the government that be,
yeah,
created the travel ban. What travel ban? Boom. Right. Went straight to the judicial system. Bam, 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 bam.
Right.
Oh, sorry, Trump. We're not going to do what you're saying. Sorry, regardless of who the president is, technically, sorry, president. We're going against you. Okay? Yeah. Okay. Right? Kind of what the Hawaiians been saying for thousands of years.
Correct.
Then, boom, solar, quolar, quasars, phasars, right? Oh, President Trump. Nope, we don't want that. What does Hawaii do? Sorry, Trump. We're going to make our own little thing, you know, our own little bill. Say, we are down for that stuff. Boom, gets passed.
Yep.
What the hell? And Hawaiians can't even get nothing.
Yeah.
We don't get we don't get nothing. They can't pass anything. They can't get the military out of freaking Makaha Valley.
Yeah.
We can't clean Kahoʻolawe. Lave.
Yeah.
We cannot, you know what I mean? No, we cannot get the GMOs off the land on Molokai.
Yeah.
Like, bruh.
And I totally see what you're saying.
You know, freaking, yeah. We have Hawaiians lying in the middle of the damn road for a mountain where they put in a damn friggin' 100th telescope up there. The main telescopes. Right?
That's ongoing.
And all the legislation, all the Congress, all of these freaking politicians, which they're all bad people. Sorry, guys. Donald Trump's not the only dude crooked. They all are. Yeah. They look in that and be like, ha-ha, look at these Hawaiians. So stupid. But what? We go, hey, let's go make a bill. Can a fly zone bill?
Yeah. I see what you're saying. I mean, Hawaiians always get the short end of the stick on this.
Why can't things go that fast, run it through the channels that be for Hawaiian people?
Look at the channels that be. It's OHA.
Oh, kooks,
bro. Look at the train wreck. Yahoo, speaking of Yahoo.
Right, Yahoo. That freaking,
get some Yahoos over there, bro.
That judge that passed the travel ban, you and Yahoo, bro.
You caused too much trouble, and this is what's going to happen. You're not thinking of the big picture of this.
Bruh.
Being the only one. And you're going to isolate yourself like that.
That's what we're doing. Like, us getting any kind of type of reprimand, sovereignty or real recognition or real change.
Right.
Oh, tough luck now.
Right.
Because a bunch of non-Hawaiian kooks
is
defying the president. I understand we have opinions and views. We don't like what he does. La, 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 la. But when we start doing our own thing and try to separate ourselves, and not, it's not including the Hawaiian people, which should be the number one on the agenda, is the indigenous people of Hawaii.
Correct.
Take care of past.
You got to play that game.
Past things like that should be taken first.
Yeah.
Because he is the freaking president, dude. Yeah. Like, he's the president. I don't like what he does. Many of us don't.
Well,
but he's the president of the United States.
It's a disconnect that's happening because he's a businessman and all these guys aren't businessmen. So they don't know how he acts. He doesn't know how they act. Yeah. And it's a big...
Yeah, I'm not for Donald Trump. I'm just for Hawaiian people.
Yeah.
So I don't know why we can't do these things just as fast as we pass these anti-Trump laws. That's kind of like my thing, bro. It just trips me out when I see, oh, yeah, Hawaii just signed this freaking Paris, France, solar, quasar bill, whatever that crap is.
Right.
And it's that easy, though. That's the thing. It's just
that,
like,
easy.
That
amongst
easy.
All the other problems that we got.
But I guarantee you, dude, in the White House, they're all laughing at us. They're like, bah!
Well, they think of us as an island.
Yeah,
just some island in the middle of nowhere.
Once Daniel Noy, Pat Psyche, all the OGs left. Oh, well, look at all these freaking Yahoos.
Akaka, gone.
Akaka, gone.
Everybody gone.
Psyche, gone. Everybody, all the OGs, gone. Look who we get.
Tulsi Gabbard. Waste time.
Bruh.
Waste time.
Tulsi Gabbard. Waste time.
I tell you what, Tulsi. You going to run for president, huh? 2020? Good luck, brah.
Good
You're
luck.
Blowing it 2017 right now.
Hey, how about this? Let's go take a trip to the place that has all the terrorists. Oh, because I'm trying to build relation.
Timing's not really there.
Brah. That Hawaiian? Okay. What
is
else?
She Hawaiian?
She's Hawaiian, right?
She is. She's Indian, I thought. What is Gabbard? Howley.
Quarterback for the Jaguars.
Oh, there you go. Blaine Gabbert, bro. Still has a job.
And that's why we're...
No, Blaine Gabbert's in the Niners.
And that's why we are a sports podcast.
It all comes back to the last point. Blaine Gabbert's still in the league, bro.
See, look at that, bro. Let's bring more light to the thing. Enough with Kevin's Hawaiian sovereignty rant, bro. When he put AR and all that jargon.
That's it, bro.
Sleep time's over.
Shut it down.
Season 4, episode 10. Hawaiian and bougie, bro.
Hawaiian bras and bougies.
Hawaiian bras and bougie. Oh, AKA boy. West Side, stay West Side.
Yep.
AKA, we're looking for a UFC
guy.
Or to the stars. Girl.
Girls that watch UFC, yeah.
But you kind of need more than just to watch it.
Of course, we need to break it down. We want some.
Yeah, we want someone that actually practices.
Yeah, right. Got it.
You gotta walk the line, though.
Got it. Walk the
How
line.
How about that? We make him walk the line.
Walk the line, Johnny Cash. Wow. Oh gosh.
Oh, this is a gang, bro.
Gangbusters.
Sleep time's over. Season 4, episode 10. Brian Bougie tired already.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Aloha. This is Nick Rolovich and Mitch from UH Football, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Catalyst and DJJ Zach Morse. Pride Rock, baby.
Sleep time's over.
Cab at the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris.
Yep.
Season 4, episode 10.
Crackpot. Brian Bougie.
Brian Bougie.
Sorry. We're all sad. Hey, you
know, we're sad. We tired.
Yeah.
Why are you sad?
Well, I'm always different levels of sadness, but show a little short here because I have a home problem. I have to go guess everyone. You need to look for the droppings.
Okay.
So when you see a pile
Educate
of
us.
Wood dust,
right?
That's usually where the termites are, right?
Okay.
So that's when you go and you can shoot inside the termite injection.
Yeah.
The ejaculation.
What the
God, that went downhill real
fast.
Wow,
bro. This show's over.
So I gotta leave. I gotta go do this thing.
Yeah, you just found out this morning, pretty much.
This morning, I gotta go do that one. There's no Mount Rushmore this week. There will be a Mount Rushmore.
You gotta cut
again.
It short, bro. I gotta All take right. care of your house. Your holly, bro.
The holly.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do that. I also, get ready for this Pine Jigger party.
Yes.
I have to DJ this thing.
By the time you hear this, it's be done.
It'll be done, and it'll be a hit or miss because we'll find out next episode. And then.
So, what's your playlist? Disco.
Disco.
It's easy then.
It's like you listen to that stuff again, it sucks.
That does suck.
Disco, I'm sorry.
Is disco EDM considered the EDM?
No, it's different. Wow. It's like really holly.
More and holly. EDM's not.
There's different tiers of holly, all right? This one is really like albino holly.
Albino holly.
This is like probably borderline FOB holly.
This is like
Japanese
Netherlands, Norwegian holly.
I mean, like when you got songs that have like.
I'm tired of this.
How many Bee Gees songs am I going to play?
There you go. Rest in peace to almost all of them.
Two down, one more to go.
Wow, that was a beer.
Two of the Bee Gees passed.
Three Bee Gees on the wall, three Bee Gees.
One left.
One go down, one drinking. Only one Bee Gee on the wall again.
One beard left.
Yeah.
So that's later. The finale of Boomerangs will be concluded tonight.
Wow.
With the Boomerang Girl.
She's leaving the world. She's leaving on a jet plane.
On a jet plane to Jamaica.
Wow. Boomerang Girl's going to Jamaica?
She's not going to go to Jamaica. She's going to go somewhere. And then that's the end of that. So that's all I got. I mean, what else can we say for the ending? Just June 24th?
Yeah, June 24th.
All right, June 24th.
Sleep time's over. 1 year anniversary.
Made 1 year anniversary. We haven't made the 50th episode yet.
Ironically. Wow, crazy.
But we made the 1 year.
1 year, dude.
Go figure.
Insane.
1 year of this.
What was I thinking when I asked you to do a podcast?
Totally. What was a lot of thinking?
You're going to do a podcast with me.
And I was like, shoot.
And then we did it.
That was it. That was a live interaction of how this thing came together.
What's the origin of your podcast? Hey, I call my friends. You got to do a podcast.
You got to do the local style. Or what? Like, do a
podcast
or what?
Do a podcast or what?
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
1 year later, hey, 1 year anniversary.
We'll go into details of how this all came together as we get closer to it, which is like soon. But then I'm going to be posting on the YouTube channel all of some throwbacks, like I did our Slim Barrels one.
Yeah, there you go.
So I'm going to throw some more stuff I found that
Shout
I haven't
out
been
Hideo.
Post. Yeah, Hideo Simon will be there.
Right. Oh, nice.
He is going to be there at the party.
We got
some
pretty cool cats coming through.
So, I mean, we can get at least 40 people in there.
Yeah.
That's good enough.
We need 40 people.
Because the capacity is 80.
Wow.
So if we can pack it with half.
At the same time, if we had 40 people that could have fun and kind of be quiet, that'd be pretty awesome too.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that.
Record this podcast.
Turn up the mic.
But we do definitely. We're gonna have a wrestling quiz, people.
I don't know how we're gonna regulate that.
Did Spell even say yes to this?
No, quiz? Spell is drinking Patron right now.
Does he know? Right now.
Yeah, right now. Literally. Yeah,
right now. But it would be funny if he is when he listens to this.
He is laughing at us. So I don't know if he's gonna do it. I put it out there.
I hope so, man.
The quiz is being made as we speak.
Yes.
We have a Sleep Times Over quiz for the people, the true listeners.
That is, Sky Cameron made a Sleep Times Over quiz.
Get ready.
And you know what we think about his quizzes.
Oh, they're the hardest quizzes in the mother.
Yeah.
So that's going to happen. And then we're just going to basically just go into maybe a couple topics so we can open up the forum. And
we want people to come on with us.
Yeah. So we're going to do a
say
lot
their
of
thing.
Shout outs, what's ups, how's it going?
Maybe bring up some things in the past that you want to talk about.
Correct. Exactly. You know what I mean?
But we love y'all, everybody to come out. If you're just listening to us, to the OGs, Mr. King of Jawai, I hope he shows up. I don't know if he is.
Yeah.
I hope BM13 shows up.
Yeah.
We need him there.
Yes.
He is the OG photographer to the clubs.
Correct.
If everybody don't know, before all this cell phone thing, before all the social media,
he had a camera.
There was only one guy in the clubs
taking
pictures of everything.
That's correct.
Him and the girls. And him and all the homies is Wando.
That's
BM13.
DJ Legerwood.
DJ Legerwood, DJ OVF, DJ Cuffa.
Gotta be there.
DJ Buick, man.
We gotta get Jamal over there.
I need Jamal to be there. I need Jamal to get on this mic.
This is my mission to you right now.
Okay, here we go. Mission.
Because you have all these people that come into your store, this and that, and then I don't know, your head is somewhere in the clouds. I don't know. But you don't
clouds.
Either get a drop
DJ
from
Premier,
these guys. Exactly. Everybody that you tell that you know that you would want to be at this party June 24th, Saturday night, tell them to be there, please. Because they're going to come in.
Yeah.
You're going to get some people that are going to come in
and
that
it's
you haven't
free.
Seen. Yes!
People, it's free.
Like, come on, just come in, hang out, drink, talk story.
That's like the perfect thing for hip hop heads.
Exactly. We're not charging a cover here. You just go like it's another night at the bar, but then you're going to have all of us there.
Yeah.
You're going to talk.
Any kind. Yeah.
So I implore you, sir.
Yes, implore away.
This establishment.
Okay.
Before they sit on these couches you got behind there and then lounge for 2 hours and don't buy nothing. Say, hey, since you're not buying anything, why don't you come to Saturday night, June 24th, bro? And let's see what they say. Shake your hand if you got anything.
Aha, shake hand.
Give them the pound, bro.
Do the dab, do the dab, all that stuff.
Tell them, hurry up. Oliver Twist, if he shows up, you bring him over there,
bro. Oliver Twist, he better show up with the baby, bro.
I don't know about that. Sorry.
Oliver, we came to your party, Oliver.
That is true.
You better come to our party.
Oliver.
And it's walking distance from the Alawai, brother.
You better be there, bro.
You better be there, bro.
Yep. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Tell them all, come.
Yeah, DJ Muro might even be there.
Bring DJ Muro. Tell him to get the undetained from the airport and show up. Tell the twins, those guys that came, the car guys.
Which guys is that?
Those guys, they would talk all crazy any kind.
Oh, the car guys.
What are those car guys?
Lance and Lance.
There you go, bring them.
The stepbrothers.
The stepbrothers, bro. Bring them.
I don't want those guys there.
Okay, don't bring them. Then go bring somebody else. Bring Saku-san.
Hey, Saku-san, you better be there, bro.
Bring Jedi, if he ever comes to this
Jedi,
town.
Too busy taking selfies with toys, boo.
With Boba Fett.
Boba Fett, bro. I never knew that guy. I love that guy so much.
We gotta tell Jenna to come bring Boba Fett outfit to the party.
Oh, bro. And G turn in the parking lot. Yeah.
You better message him right now.
Dude, if Jedi can wear Boba Fett outfit and do a G turn in the parking lot, bro, I think I might crap my pants.
It'll be all G.
I think I'm just gonna like go crazy.
That's
it,
bro.
I might just scream like a banshee.
Yeah.
Wah! Because then it's like, I don't know how to feel.
It's going to be like you if you ever took Batu. It's going to be you screaming like a banshee.
Anyway.
Bring them all.
Before we end this, I want to give a shout out to other podcasts.
Oh, yes. Shout out to the No Shame Podcast.
No Shame Podcast.
Voices from the Planet. Oh,
with our official
cannabis guy.
Cannabis to the Stars.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Cannabis to the Stars, Titus.
Titus
Nakagawa.
Yes. What is his name? His name is... Tightest of all times. There you go.
Bro.
Shout out to him. No Shame Podcast.
Be Tight Productions.
Yeah. And shout out to Voices from the Planet.
Yep. Those guys, good fun guys.
Good, bro. That's pretty funny, guys, bro. And they're showing up. These guys are showing us a lot of love.
And they give us a lot of support. So,
bro, a lot. I mean, I've been wanting to post your guys' stuff up. So I apologize. me and Zach super busy. Yeah, I don't know. But just know that we're doing it on the record, bruh. And you need hip hop, if you speak it on the record, yes. It's official.
We're fans, bruh.
So we're fans. I'm trying to catch up with all you guys' podcasts. Shout out to DJ John Cozy has a podcast.
Okay.
Aloha Broha.
Okay.
So then you know, younger cat, like it's a more music podcast. But he the one that had all the wrestlers.
That's right.
He had all the wrestlers, bro.
Tell me about this, yes.
So shout out to John Cozy and anybody else that had podcasts out there.
Yes.
Man, we want Hawaii to come up.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Of course, we want to be the best. But we want everybody, we want Hawaii to come up. And that means we want everybody to get there.
Yes, please.
The Light Sleeper way, of course.
Just support everybody, bro.
So thank you for all the love, man. Listen to Aloha, bro. Listen to Voices from the Planet, the Bhagaswani. Listen to Titus of All Times with No Shame Podcast.
Yes.
I mean, never mind. I mean, don't get me wrong. The other mainstream podcasts are cool.
There's a million of them.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Oh, my homie Fern.
Yes.
From KTUH. Okay. He has a podcast. I forget what the name is.
Okay.
I think I told you about this guy. He is Fernando the Love Machine.
Who?
On the radio.
Oh. Yes. I don't even know what to make of that name.
Yeah. He's on the radio. He has a podcast.
Talk about dating tips or something?
Talking about the... I have no idea.
Pregnancy rates? Birth control pregnancy rates?
No, but Fernando Love Machine, I know him because I was in communications class with him at UH.
Oh, there you go.
He does mainstream like rock radio, and he's in a couple of punk bands. Punk ska bands.
All
right. I know I checked out his podcast once, which is basically him just, you know, free flowing.
Okay.
So shout out to that, whatever that is. But I mean, if you got a podcast, dude, let us know.
Please, yes. Let's figure this all out together.
Show some love here, man.
That's right. There we have it.
That's pretty much it. Sleep time's over. Termite session going on.
Termites are going up. Let's saddle up, Roy. I don't know what that means.
Season 4, episode 10, Bra and Bougie, a.k.a. Termites.
Termites get the bites.
A.k.a.
The fights.
The fights, a.k.a. West Side, stay West Side, bro.
Shites.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.